贝利也能够出来吗？好，弟兄姊妹，我们请一起在主面前肃立，我们来攻读圣经主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, all rise, please. Let's read our Lord's word.
请约翰福音三章十六节：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。Now let's read in English. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Please be seated. 大家请坐。啊，求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless everyone who receives his word.
今天我们一起思想的题目叫做神爱世人吗？
Our sermon's title today is Does God love the world?
对于我们大部分弟兄姊妹来说，说这个问题还用问吗？
For everyone, who's the believer here, you probably say, is this even a question to ask?
我问一下弟兄姊妹好了，神爱世人吗？请大家回答。
I ask everyone, does our Lord, I love everyone in the world.
感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神。
Praise the Lord.
在我们救恩论的学习，所谓救恩论叫 Doctrine of Salvation， 在救恩论的学习当中呢，有一个非常重要的一个课题。
There's a very important topic in the study of soteriology.
就是到底人如何得救？
How is people saved?
到底神是不是爱每一个人？
Does God love everyone?
到底神是不是为每一个人预备了十架宝血的救恩？
The Lord prepared salvation for everyone.
那这个问题不仅与神学讨论有关，也与每个人实际上都密切相关的。
This topic is not only about the theological discussion, but also pertaining to everyone.
因为我们说神爱世人，难道这句话是假的吗？
But God loved the world, is this in vain?
对于我们福音的事工，甚至对很多的慕道的朋友，也都有很深的影响。
This is related to gospel ministry, but also affecting every seeker friend.
多年以前，曾经有一位姐妹就分享她回到国内就请国内的朋友去参加福音聚会。
Many years ago, sister shared the story that her seeker friends experiencing attending a gospel in China.
那么她的这些朋友，这个大学的同学，那她说那就请他们也去参加一个知识分子的一个教会啊，就在国内就帮他们找了一下，也没有仔细了解。
She was sharing that you know they have a Christian gathering in China and it's from one of their college classmates.
结果她的这些这个同学朋友，这些慕道友还没有信主啊，去了一次说我们再也不去了。
But this seeker friend went there one time and they said we would not go there again.
为什么呢？因为他不小心，他不知道请这些朋友去的实际上是一个极端加尔文派神学的这么一个教会。
So what she didn't know that the church she invited all the seeker friends to go is extreme Calvinism, the church believing that.
这些的慕道友一到那里，然后人家就开始跟他们讲啊，说这个神不是爱每一个人。
Well, when the secret friend got there and they were being preached that God doesn't love everyone.
耶稣基督也不是为每一个人钉十架流宝血。
Jesus didn't die for everyone.
你们如果不信耶稣，是因为神就根本不愿意你们得救。
Well, if you don't believe in the salvation, then because Lord didn't want you to.
创造万物以前，创世以前，神就已经定了你们这些人就是要下地狱的。
God has predestined that you will go to hell.
那我们这些得救的人呢？我们这些已经是基督徒的人呢
？For all the believers，
耶稣基督只为我们这些人来钉十字架，流宝血了。
Jesus only died for you。
创世以前，神就只拣选了我们这些基督徒，我们这一部分人来进天堂。
Before world was created, you already predestined to be saved。
那人家慕道友一听说，那以后我就不用再来了。
Well, then the seeker friend said, "Okay, well then there's no need for me to come again."
所以这样一种极端有害的神学思想实际上是造成很大的对教会的这种破坏。
The extreme theology can do damage to a church.
也对福音的工作带来很大的破坏。
Also do damage to the gospel ministry.
也对圣经神话语的权威带来很大的破坏。
also damage the authority in our Lord's words.
因为人在高举某一种的神学，已经远远的超过了圣经。
But because we put the theology on top of God's words.
对圣经当中明明的教导根本视而不见。
We do not see that the God's teaching in His own words.
甚至扭曲福音，甚至可以说是违背了福音，对神也是极大的一个亵渎。
That we may twist His words and you know, that may be a blasphemy for His salvation.
大家不要听错，实际上呢，我知道在今天这个普世当中，有很多虽然是持有加尔文神学改革宗观点的一些弟兄姊妹或者传道人，但他们是一种相当温和的一种观点啊，他们也是爱耶稣的，我也有很多很好的朋友，他们是啊比较温和的，所以叫啊加尔文神学。
Yeah, please do not misunderstand me. I actually know a lot of ministers and also a brother and sister who hold the view of the Calvinism, but they're, you know, just more not so extreme.
他们也不会去讲这种很极端的明明的违背圣经的这样所谓的这种福音啊。
They will not go extreme to be against the God's words.
我跟他们本着圣经也都有很好的这些的在主里的交通分享。
Have many good communication with those brothers and sisters.
我非常尊重他们。
I respect them.
他们也爱耶稣，他们也爱世人，他们也传福音。
They love Jesus, they love the sinners, and they also spread gospel to them.
他们也信圣经，对圣经的尊重也是远远超过对神学的尊重。
They also believe in God's words and they respect God's words more than theology.
但是确实在今天的整个教会界有不多但是却声音很大的这样一些对教会带来破坏杀伤力的这样一些的思想。
But still, in today's churches, we also hear, even though not many, but still some very strong voices.
你知道前些年当我回到国内去服侍十几年以前就是这样子。
Well, I went back to China to preach the gospel many years ago.
我们华人教会界的老前辈不止一位两位，那时候他们很多还都在世，现在都已经回天家了啊。老一辈的这些华人，我们国内教会的领袖。
Many of the elder ministers and leaderships in the Chinese churches.
这很多人都是为主坐牢十年、二十年的这些的神的仆人啊。
They've been prison for many years.
他们跟我分享很心痛的说在八十年代九十年代的时候
share with me that in the 1980s and 90s
我们中国教会虽然兴旺
even though there's a huge growth in the Chinese ministry
但是灵恩派进来了灵恩运动走到哪里教会就分裂到哪里Charismatic movement the Pentecostal、那这个他们到哪里然后这个字就教会就分裂就为这些神学的争论。那么到了这个差不多是九十年零零年以后新的一个风潮。
In the 1990s and 2000, there's another trend.
这极端改革宗极端加尔文神学走到哪里教会分裂到哪里。
Extreme Protestants and extreme Calvinism, wherever they go, the church was split.
所以今天我们叫本着圣经我们一起来好好的看一看。到底圣经是怎么讲的神是不是爱每一个人
Today we're going to go back to God's words. We'll see if God truly loves everyone.
那首先呢大家可能都听过一个词叫做所谓的预定论
We probably all heard about words about the predestination.
那么也有弟兄姊妹就问我说牧师那你怎么看这个预定论啊我们要不要去信这个预定论啊
Some brothers and sisters have asked me to say, Pastor Feng, what do you view about the predestination?
我的回答非常简单预定这个词圣经里面本身是有的。
Well, my answer is simple. The predestination, the word itself exists in the biblical, in Bible.
但是跟今天很多人讲的那样一种的预定论差得很远。
But the it's different than what's being talked about in the extreme Calvinism.
甚至我可以告诉大家。
I'll tell you.
今天很多人讲的不是很多吧某些人讲的那样一种的预定论。
What's, you know, some of the predestination being talked about today.
连加尔文自己都不信。
Even the Calvin himself doesn't even believe in.
哎，这个大家我们很多人都知道的。你不信，你去看加尔文的著作啊，你去看后来加尔文那些门徒，然后再发展出来一代一代的发展出来越来越极端的教义，跟加尔文的教导本身应该差得很远。
You see from his own writings that the, after many generations, the Calvinist who preaching those words actually is very different than what he was writing about in his, during his lifetime.
圣经里讲到预定，但圣经里也明讲人是有自由意志的。
The Bible has talked about predestination, but also talk about free will of the people.
所以到底神的预定与人的自由意志之间关系是怎样的？
So what is the relationship between God's predestination and man's free will?
这个以后我们有机会我们会更展开的讲，今天我们来继续来看，就是神是否真正的爱世上的所有人，为每个人预备了十架的救恩。
We'll try to expand on that in the future sessions, but today we're going to focus on this key question. Does God really love all the people in the world and prepare salvation for everyone through the cross?
这一点也是这种极端改革中的神学，我们英文叫做 hyper-Calvinism、极端的这个加尔文派最为人诟病的一点。
Well, this is the one of the key questions, the one people have, you know, different, views from the hyper-Calvinism.
也是我知道很多的我们叫温和改革中的啊，温和这个加尔文神学的啊，这些弟兄姊妹他们自己实际上也是绝对不认同这一点的。
And even the people who are, you know, more, you know, not so extreme, in the Calvinism would not believe this either.
啊，我们怎么能够说神啊只爱某一部分人啊，只为这些人来钉十架流宝血啊，然后就预定其他这些人啊，你们根本没有机会，就注定要去下地狱。
How could it say God only loves certain people, that only predestined for certain people to be saved, and the other people will destined to go to hell?
这个和圣经的教导实在是差得太远太远。
This is different from the biblical teaching.
在教会历史上有两种的，我们稍微讲一点点的啊，这个神学历史，我们愿意来学这个教会历史啊，翻出来再讲。教会历史上主要有两种观点的这个争论。
There are two main views in the church history was debating about this.
啊，当然实际上除了这两点，还有啊，包括第三点以及一些其他的观点。等一下呢，我们简单做一点介绍。实际上并不单单只是所谓加尔文、亚米尼这两种啊，这两种比较主要的。
Beyond those two, there's also other third and other views. You know, so we'll touch on those as well.
那加尔文神学怎么讲呢？啊，就是我说今天的啊，所谓的这种这个加尔文神学，神在创世以前就已经预定好某些人进天堂，某些人下地狱。
Today's Calvinism talk about before the creation of the world, God has already predestined some people to heaven, some people to hell.
那么我们人呢，没有办法去选择。
People cannot choose.
耶稣钉十字架只是为被预定进天堂的那部分人去留学舍命。
Jesus was crucified only to shed his blood for those who were predestined to heaven.
啊，那我们知道这个是错误的，是不对的。
We think this is wrong.
啊，那么跟这个相对的还有一种叫做亚米念神学，亚米纽斯神学。
Yeah, another theology is Arminianism.
那么亚米念神学说什么呢？说神在创世以先就已经在基督耶稣里为全人类预备了救恩。
Before the creation of the world, God has already prepared salvation for all mankind in Christ Jesus.
那么只有认罪悔改、相信耶稣并忍耐到底的人才能够得救。
Only those who repent for their sins, believe in Jesus, and endure to the end can be saved.
救恩可能会因犯罪而失去。
Salvation can be lost due to sin.
啊，那么在这一点上面呢，有一部分他的教导是更接近圣经，但是也有一部分我自己个人实际上对这里也是有些保留。所以如果你问我，我也不是加尔文派，也不是亚米念派。
Right. So, for the Arminianism, you know, also I don't necessarily agree all the point, agree all the points here. So that when people ask me, I would say I'm not a Calvinist. I'm also not a Arminian.
那后面哪一部分我对他是有保留呢？就是对这个说救恩会失去。
The point that I have a reservation with is the last point, the salvation can be lost.
这里大家也不要听错。
But also do not misunderstand me.
我们不是传一个廉价的福音。
We're not spreading a cheap gospel.
啊，说你只要这个做一个祷告啊，完全没有生命的改变啊，反正不管怎么样啊，你不管怎么犯罪，还都能够进天堂，因为你的救恩非常非常稳固。
We did not say that just because you made a prayer to receive the God's word, but you really didn't have a change in your life to truly believe in God's word, to follow God. that you would somehow have an eternal salvation.
这不是圣经里面讲的eternal security, 永远的这个救恩稳固。
That's not the eternal security talked about in Bible either.
啊，我们若是真正的愿意相信接受主，让你生命一定会有改变，一定会带来行为的翻转。
If we truly believe in Jesus and believe in his salvation, that our life will be changed.
啊，我相信一个人，如果要是他真的是有这样的一种生命的翻转悔改，接受耶稣为救主和生命的主宰，那么我相信这个救恩是稳固的。
If our lives are truly being turned around by this belief and by this salvation, then we know they're true believers.
但如果到另外一个极端，说不管怎么犯罪都不影响啊，我得救，我进天堂得永生，那这个我不同意。
But if you go to another extreme to say, oh, no matter how much I sin again and again, but I'm still being saved for eternity, I don't agree with that.
啊，我听有的人曾经这样讲啊，说你只要做一次决志祷告，以后不管怎么样，哪怕你咒诅耶稣，你都还能进天堂。吓死我
了。I've heard someone say, as long as you made a prayer to receive Jesus, you can actually, in the future, to curse him, you can still be saved.
这样一种讲法，你自己就先对耶稣亵渎了呀，可以这样说。
This is a blasphemy for, towards Jesus.
那好了，其实呢，除了加尔文神学、阳明顿神学之外呢，还有一些其他的一些神学的理论，比如说这里还有一种啊，叫做 provisionism 啊。
Besides Calvinism and Arminianism, there's also provisionism.
啊，那这种呢，也有人翻译成叫做供给论、供给论 ，provision, provide.
Provision. Yeah.
那么它有哪些的要点呢？啊，我们介绍给大家，一个 people sin, 人犯罪，使人与神隔绝。
People sin, which is separate all from fellowship with God.
那还有一个呢，我们人要负责任 ，responsible. 我们能够回应神和好的这个呼召。
Responsible, able to respond to God's appeal for reconciliation.
啊，所以我们要呼唤世人，我们要替神、替基督来求世人与神和好。
So we pray to the Lord that to provide reconciliation for them.
啊，有扇敞开的门叫 open door, 就是凡凭着信心的人都可以进入，凡愿意的都可以来到他张开的怀抱里。
Open door for anyone to enter by faith, whosoever may will may come to his open arms.
还有一个 vicarious 啊，这个 atonement 替代的赎罪，为任何人提供一条靠基督宝血得救的道路。
Vicarious atonement provides a way for anyone to be saved by Christ's blood.
啊，还有叫 illuminating grace 光照的恩典，提供清晰启示的真理，使所有人都能认识。并凭着信心来回应。
Illuminating grace provides clearly revealed truth so that all can know and respond in faith.
还有这个 destroy 啊，毁灭，因为不信和抗拒圣灵，这样的人要面对地狱的永火。
Destroyed for unbelief and resisting the Holy Spirit, you'll face the eternal fire in hell.
啊，下面一个叫 eternal security 啊，永恒的保障。所有真正信徒，我们有一个真正的永远的保障。
Eternal security, the salvation is eternal and secure for all true believers.
所以这每一项呢，它这个第一个字就组成一个叫做 provide 啊。
Yeah, the acronym for this is provide.
刚才我们那是中文啊，在这里呢给大家看一下英文，就 people sin, responsible, open door, vicarious, atonement, illuminating grace, destroyed and eternal security. 这是另外一种的这样一种神学理论和观点。
Yeah, this is another theology.
那除此之外，当然也还有其他的一些不同的关于救恩论上面的观点，所以呢，大家要了解啊，要知道。
Yeah, there are also other variations of the theology understanding of the salvation.
啊，但是我们其实哪一种观点，你说你是牧师，你是哪一种观点，哪一种观点都不重要，最重要的是圣经到底是怎么讲的。
People ask me, okay, Pastor Feng, what's your view about the salvation? Well, it's not important my view, it's important what's in the Bible.
我们的一切的立场。我们的观点都是本于圣经的，而不是其他的所谓的这个神学、那个教义、这个神学家怎么讲，这些都不重要。
All our viewpoints should be based on Bible and Bible only, should not be based on any theology and you know or anyone.
那么呢，我们在关于这个救恩论上面啊，这个神学上有些基本的救恩论，就像我刚才说的，只要不是非常极端的啊、偏颇的，大家有些共同基本的啊这样一些的认知，一个神的标准是怎么样？
We have a fundamental soteriology.
这个标准呢是我们要完全啊，都要像天父完全一样啊，不然不可能进神的国。
The first is about God's requirement. It means, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
第二点呢，就是人的这个犯罪啊，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。那我们没有一个人能够靠自己进天堂。
The second point is on man's sin. It means for all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
行善啊，积功德，献爱心，多捐点钱，这些都不可能为我们买一张啊所谓天堂的门票，不可能的。
Yeah, just because you do good things or donate or doing other things, it doesn't make you to go to heaven.
那么第三点，基督乃是唯一的道路。
The third point is Jesus is the only way to salvation.
他是道路、真理、生命，若不借着他，没有人能到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那么第四点呢？得救是凭信心，不是靠着好行为。我们刚才说过的。
Yeah, the fourth point is we're saved through faith, not works.
但是今天在教恩论、救恩论上面，我们知道在教会里面还是有许多这些的争论或者是一些的撕裂。
We know that in today's churches, there in sociology, there's still many debates and divisions.
那在这点上，因为对教会带来很大的伤害和破坏，所以我们自己的教会，我们 CCMC 实际上在这点上面，我们是有自己的一个清晰的立场的。
Because of the potential damage this could do to the church in our CCMC, we have a stand of our faith statement here.
我们强调神的主权，也强调人的自由意志与责任。
We emphasize both God's sovereignty and man's free will.
圣经对此的教导是完整与平衡的。
The biblical teaching on this issue is complete and balanced.
神因为他的大爱为普天下的人预备白白的救恩。
God prepares salvation freely to everyone in the world because his love.
人则要接受相信救恩才能得救重生。
As human, we must receive and believe God's saving grace in order to be saved and born again.
抗拒神的恩典者是没有办法得到救恩的。
Those who resist God's grace will not receive salvation.
神的拣选圣经有拣选，但神的拣选是按照他的先见而拣选，圣经明讲。
God's election is based on his foreknowledge.
所以呢，这些的内容是我们教会基本，因为前一段教会就有年轻人就问到我这个问题所以我说这个有很普遍性，我们在教会的讲台上来好好的来讲一讲这方面的问题。
So young people in the church, they ask me this question, so I decide to really kind of talk about this topic.
但同时我也可以告诉我们的弟兄姊妹们，实际上到教会的网站上你又看到我们教会的一个立场，这个告白是非常清楚的。
I also tell brothers and sisters that if you go to our church's website, you will see our stand of faith statements on our website.
有对这个立场不赞同的，比如说在讲这个加尔文神学或者其他神学的这些教会，我们尊重。
Even for the churches who maybe favor Calvinism or other theologies, we still respect them.
对我们也相信他们也是在主里面的弟兄姊妹。
We still respect their brothers and sisters in the Lord.
但是每个教会有每个教会自己的立场和观点，那我也不会跑到灵恩派的教会去去跟人家说你这个讲的不对不是，本人教会搞得乱七八糟。
But every church have their own stand of their faith statements.
我们不同意，但是我尊重人家教会的立场。
I respect their point of view as well.
那我们教会呢，我们是本着圣经真理来讲我们的领受。
And in our church, we're basing on biblical truths that we preach the stand of faith.
同时我们在一些基要的这些真理上面我相信神的慈爱、人的堕落、神的主权荣耀。在这个基础之上，在我们教会当中，大家一起来传扬神的福音和救恩。
We also believe that with the fundamental of the faith that we all serve our Lord together in this church.
这样来维护教会的一个在信仰上的合一。
To keep the unity of our church in faith.
那么关于这个预定刚才我们已经提到这个说圣经里面有预定，那我可以告诉大家，圣经当中呢预定这个词是出现过的，但是实际上比和合本中文和合本出现的次数要少很多。
Talk about predestination, I'll talk about, yeah, definitely it shows up, those words shows up in our Bible, but I also want to say the Greek, the number of times predestination appears is actually way less thanThe Chinese version.
就这个希腊文 proriso 这个词只出现过六次。
Yeah, the Greek word for predestination appeared only six times in the Bible.
我在这里都找出来都列给大家来看。
Yeah, I listed all of the verses here.
这是英文的。
It's This is the English version.
啊，那除了这六次之外呢？那么我们圣经当中啊，这个和本圣经当中呢，当然也出现过一些其他的啊地方啊，这个也翻译成了预定。
In the Chinese translations, we've seen not just this six times. There's also other places that have been translated as if they are predestination.
啊，那等一下呢，我也会啊，简单给大家来看一下。
I'll touch on those points a little bit later.
首先，我们来看圣经当中神在这救恩上面给人的应许到底是怎样的。
Let's first see what God promised to everyone about his salvation.
啊，约翰福音一章十二节，这里神明讲说，凡接待他的。就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
任何接待他、接待耶稣到你心里的里面来的人，神都赐给你权柄，神就赐给你权柄做神的儿女。
As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
啊，那么那些不接待不信的人呢？约翰福音三章十八节也讲得很清楚。
What about the people who didn't receive and believe in his name?
那你说信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，什么原因呢？因为他们不信神独生子的名。
John chapter 3 verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already.Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
不是神不要救他们，而是他们自己不信神。
Not because God doesn't want to save them, but because they resist and do not believe in the name of Jesus.
你看罗马书十章第九节，你若啊口里认耶稣为主，心里信神从死里复活，就必得救啊。这一段我们等一下最后还会再看。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
啊，在前面这个约翰福音一章十二节，这个凡这个字啊，啊，我们注意看这个英文，这是 New King James 翻译叫 as many as. 啊 ，as many as.
In John chapter 1 verse 12, you can see this as many as.
啊，就这个词呢，它的意思是非常强的。这个原文很多版本是怎么翻译呢？原文的意思是 whatever, whosoever.意思就是什么？不论是谁，任何一个人啊，是这个意思，非常强的意思。凡啊，接待他的人。
Yeah, so in the original text, this means the whoever, whatever, who believe in him.
好，那么，那么下面呢，我们看一处的经文啊，中文和合本翻译成预定，实际上原文不是预定。
Next, we'll see this biblical paragraph here that in the Chinese translation talk about predestination, but if you look the original text, it doesn't mean.Predestination.
哎，在这里，这《使徒行传》十三章四十六到四十八节啊，四十八节说什么呢？说外邦人听见这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道。凡预定得永生的人都信了。这表面上好像是说，哦，神在创世以前预定一些人，这个得救啊，这些人才有机会去信。
Well, in the Chinese translation, you see in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 48, it talks about now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many has been.In the Chinese translation, means predestined to eternal life believed.
但是大家注意啊，我们先来看一下预定这个词 prorizo， 大家看到吧？前面第一行啊，这是希腊文 prorizo， pro 啊就是有一个预先的意思啊，就跟今天英文 pre 什么都是一个预先的一个前缀啊。
Yeah, we see the Greek word for predestination here. There's a
好，那么我们来看一下这个四十八节这个地方呢，也翻译成预定。实际上它原文是什么呢？是 tetagimenoi 啊，是没有预先那个前缀的，完全没有。
Well, but here in the verse 848 here, the predestination is different word. It's a tetagimenoi.
啊，那在这里我们就看到跟刚才那个字是完全不同。
So there is very different word. It doesn't have the prefix of the preliminary, right?、
啊、
so it's a very different word.
啊，所以呢，翻译成预定不合适。那新译本翻译成是指定，有的英文版本的翻译就是 appointed。
Yeah, so the translation into predestination is not appropriate. So there's translation sometimes saying just appointed.
而且进一步的，我们看一下这些人说，为什么有另外一些人啊，所谓的不能够得救，不 appointed 得永生呢？我们看看前面的这个第四十六节就讲得很清楚。
But also, if when we look in the context, we look at the why it's also not appropriate to translate as predetermined.
啊，因为使徒在这里明说，说什么呢？这是对这些犹太人说啊，说你们弃绝这道，是他们自己弃绝这道，抗拒神的恩典，断定自己不配得永生。
Well, look at verse 16, we see Barnabas saying that you, since you rejected, since you actually made that decision to reject it and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life.
所以这里已经告诉我们相当相当的清楚啊，人，你有一个自由的意志，你到神的面前来要向神负责任，你到底是接受还是拒绝弃绝。
It's clear to me, to us, that here it's talking about the person itself has, himself has a responsibility to receive or to make their decision. They have the free will to reject God's grace.
好，那我们再来看彼得前书二章第八节。
And First Peter chapter 2, verse 8.
啊，这个是所谓的这个双重预定论、决定预定论啊，或许引用一些经文，为什么呢？说有些人在道理上半跌，然后他们这些半跌也是预定的啊！你看这些人，不信主啊，下地狱早就预定了。
Probably heard words about double predestination. This is a verse that sometimes being quoted as a supportive of that view.
但是很不幸，这个地方中文翻译成预定，原文也不是预定，原文是什么呢 ？Determine 啊，又没有 pre 啊 ，pre 前面 pro 的那个前缀。
But we see in Chinese translations being a position as if predetermined, but really in the original text is a different word. It's tisemi, which doesn't have the prefix of the preliminary as well.
那不应该翻译成预定，应该翻译成什么呢？新译本翻译成他们这样半跌也是必然的。
So the new translation translates as necessarily.
啊，那么这个 King James 翻译成 appointed.
The King James version translates as appointed.
而且再一次我们要注意，一定要注意看上下文，这里的上下文前面怎么说，大家看到吗？他们
also, let's look in the context.
他们既不什么，既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。
They're being disobedient to the word, so they stumble.
那既然这样，当然这样绊跌乃是必然的。
So because they stumble, so you know, this is
necessary. 所以、
yeah.
所以这样的一个词摆在这里，明明的并没有讲说他们这样半跌在创世以前早就已经 pre 啊，给他们预先安排好的，没有这个意思。
So it did not have the meaning of the pre even before God created the world that they already predestined to stumble.
啊，那我们来看一下到底神的主权和人的自由意志之间的这样一种关系，我们来怎么样来看
？Now we see the relationship between God's sovereignty and man's free will.
第一点，我们要知道神是有主权的神，哈利路亚，感谢神啊，没有问题。
I will see that God has His own sovereignty. Praise the Lord.
但是神的主权绝不是肆意妄为。
But His sovereignty is not arbitrary.
更不是像有人讲的，神啊，因为你是有主权的，所以你就必须要这样做。神这样，当我们这样去讲的时候，已经是人在以维护神的主权为名，在僭越干犯神的主权了。
Sometimes we hear people saying, well, God, because you have your own sovereignty, so you shall do this. But that's already asking, you're proclaiming God's sovereignty, but really you're asking the Lord to, you know, you're not respecting God's sovereignty.
因为神的主权包含着神尊重他在自己主权当中所定下的规则。
His sovereignty means respecting the rules he has established within his sovereignty.
包含着神尊重他所赐给人的自由的意志。
It also includes respect and free will he has given to man.
神定下了这样一个规则，所以神他自己也在这个规则当中行事。那我们就不能够 twist God's arm 啊，你是有主权的神，所以你要怎么做就怎么做。这个实际上已经是对神的一种的亵渎了。
God has established his, within, his rules within his own sovereignty, so he will respect those rules as well. And when we ask for something to, for God to not disrespect his own rules, we're basically twisting his arms and ask him to now, have his own sovereignty.
当我们讲到神的旨意 ,God's 神的旨意的时候，我们知道神的旨意实际上是有两种。啊，这个我们有讲过，一种叫做纯权的旨意 ,perfect will, 还有一种叫做 permissive will,许可的旨意。
When we talk about God's will, there's two kinds of God's will. One's perfect will, the other one is permissive will.
我们可以从圣经当中看很多很多例子。我们在这里简单的总结一句，我请问大家，当人犯罪的时候，是不是神的纯权的旨意？是不是啊？ 明明的不是嘛，啊，那只是什么？只是神的一种的任凭。
There are many examples in Bible, but you know, I just ask one question: when people sin, is it God's perfect will? I think the answer is no, right? It's really just God's permissive will.
我知道有的啊，很不幸的，有的极端加尔文神学的这个牧师啊。啊，他们说我们要维护神的主权啊，神是掌管万有、预定一切的。
I've heard some of the pastors who are hyper Calvinism, you know, I've heard them say, well, you know, we really need to hold on to God's sovereignty.
这世界上任何的事情，所有的事情的发生，都是神定规、喜悦，就要它这样发生。
Everything happening in this world is God's perfect will to make it happen.
当推到这样一个极端是非常非常可怕的。
Well, it's scary when you go to that extreme.
我亲口听到有一个加尔文神学的极端的啊，这个牧师说，他说什么呢？他说有人犯奸淫，也都是神要他们去犯奸淫。
Well, I've heard personally from one of the Calvinism pastors. He said, well, even when there's adultery, that's because God's will to let those people to commit adultery.
有人谋杀，也都是神让他们去谋杀。
To kill because God made the people to kill.
因为神是有绝对主权的。
Because he has the absolute sovereignty.
我听我觉得真的是好伤心好难过，也觉得是非常的可怕。
I was sad but also scared of this kind of teaching.
这样再以高举神主权的名义，实际上把神变成了罪的始作俑者了。
But when we, as if we're actually putting God in his authority, you know, to give him the sovereignty, but really we're putting him to, as the originator of the sins.
大家注意，我们来看神的主权啊，神的主权是什么？神定下规则。
Well,
God's
sovereignty means God set the rules.
啊，首先第一点就是一个根基，神定下这个规则 ，rule 是神来 set 啊。
The rules being set by God.
啊，第二点，神教导人如何去行。
The second point is about He teaches people how to play.
第三点，而且神也要审判人的行为。
And He judges their actions.
啊，所以。我们打个比方说，神呢是这个规则，一个打球体育运动比赛哈，神是规则的制定者，怎么打啊，哪个是对，哪个是不对的，神说了算。
As if in the sports game, God is the rule maker.
啊，那么神呢还是个教练
，is the coach.
神把他的话语、把他的提醒、把他的引导都给我们，告诉我们应该怎样去做、怎样去行、怎样去说、怎样去想。
He also coaches you how in terms of what you should do, what you should be, you know, say, what you should say, what you should think.
还有一点，神怎么样？神也是裁判呐、
啊。God is also a referee.
哎，神在说犯规了，这个是错的，红牌罚下。
God is saying, "Well, you violate the rules, so this is red card."
哎，我们能不能跟神去 argue?
Can we argue with God?
他是有绝对主权的神，你根本不用去跟他去争啊，神永远是对的。
He has the sovereignty. He's always right.
对，所以大家注意，他是规则的制定者，他是教练，他也是裁判，但是有一点。神不会手把手的替你去打球。
He's the rule maker, he's the coach, he's the referee. But there's one thing, God will not play for you step by step.
啊，更不会手把手的怎么样啊？带着你来犯规，神不会做这种事情的。
Nor will he make you commit fouls step by step.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要正确的来看神的主权与人的自由意志和责任之间的关系。
Brothers and sisters, let us respect the relationship between God's sovereignty and the man's free will.
好，那么下面我们就来回答这样一个很重要的问题：神爱世人吗？
Now let's answer this important question we started at the beginning. Does God love the world?
约翰福音三章十六节啊，基督徒都太熟悉最有名的一节的经文了。
John chapter 3 verse 16 is probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
如果您看这个英文版本的，几乎所有的啊比较这个中原文的版本都翻译成 God so loved the world 世界。
Well, if you see the translation, you know they could be translating the world into 世界。
啊，这个世界呢，原文叫做 cosmos， 希腊文叫 cosmos。
The world in the original text means cosmos.
啊，有时候我们英文比如 cosmopolitan 都是从这个词里面来的。
There are many words, English words, like cosmopolitan, actually coming from this word as well.
那这个词呢，讲的非常的强，就是什么呢？世界上一切所有的人，这个地方都比我们来看约翰福音一章第九节说，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。原文这个 cosmos 世界就出现。
Yeah, so this is a very strong word. If you look at John chapter 1 verse 9, then that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world.
就是每一个来到这个世界 cosmos 上面的人，所有的全都包括的。
That means include every man coming into the world.
啊，神的光要照亮每一个人，不是说只照亮某一部分人。
God's light, the true light will give light to every man coming into the world, not some people.
但是光照在黑暗里，黑暗若不接受光，那是你自己的责任。
But when the light shines on you, the blackness doesn't receive the light, that's your responsibility.
那么这个神爱世人啊，也不是像有一些把这个圣经都扭曲了啊，把它硬解成这个世人不是所有的人，只是一部分啊被预定进天堂的人，这个跟圣经讲的是完全不合的。
We've heard some twisting the words, saying the world doesn't mean everyone in the world, it just means some people, good people who are predestined, predetermined.
为什么呢？我们举一个例子，约翰福音十五章第十八节，这样同样 cosmos 这个词啊就出来了 ，cosmos 啊，世界若恨你们。那我们中文也是翻译成世人，原来是同一个的啊。就世界若恨你们，什么说什么意思呢？就是有很多人他们会恨耶稣，会去拒绝耶稣。
So John chapter 15 verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that hates me before it hates you. So this the world means the many many people in this world.
但是神爱不爱这些人
？Do people love these people?
爱不爱？如果神爱世人，神也爱这些恨他的人，是不是啊？
If God loved the world, He loved those people who hate Him as well.
耶稣在十字架上为那些逼迫他的人祷告，是吧？父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Jesus prayed for the people who persecuted Him while He was on the cross.
我们来看马可福音啊，十六章第十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
这里说你们往普天下去，这个普天下实际上也是这个 world 啊，也是 cosmos。
And he said to them, go into all the world.
传福音给万民听。
Preach the gospel to every creature.
这个地方的万民就是每一个受造的啊，凡是讲到特别强的，我们就看到好像，是不是动物植物都包括吗？实际上这是一种很强的表达，就是所有的 every creature 按照神的形象所造的，就是这个意思。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
啊，以至于我们遵行主的吩咐，体贴神的心意，到一个地步，就仿佛好像我们看到猫猫狗狗这些花草树木，都要也跟他讲讲福音，就是这个意思啊。这是所以叫 every creature the world 啊，这样。
So much is even saying that because we obey God's command so much that we will even preach to the pets and the plants and you know like every creature.
所以千万千万不要误解神的爱。
Do not misunderstand God's love.
啊，那也有人说了啊，神的爱每一个人，但是呢，神的这个爱只是说，造日头，造好人也造歹人啊，降雨给义人的田，也给不义的田，就是这样一种的普普通通的爱啊，这是神爱每一个人。
When we try to understand God's love, knowing is it's not just the typical well the common love that we talk about is like okay love the good person, love the bad person, rain on the good people and also rain on the bad people.
有一次我有一个这个加尔文神学的朋友，一个牧师，他跟我谈，他就是这么说的啊，说神爱世人啊，实际上这种爱呢，只是一种普普通通的爱啊，不是救恩的爱。我说你是做牧师的，你圣经应该是蛮熟的，再不熟三章十六节也熟啊。神爱世人后面是怎么讲的？
So one time there's a Calvinist preacher also we have a debate about this and he was also giving me this argument. So I said, okay, what does it say in the John chapter 3 verse 16? What's behind that? What?
这里的爱明明的不是单单是讲他给他日头给他空气雨水的爱，这里的爱明明的是讲把他的独生爱子赐下来为世人的罪流血舍身的爱啊。
This love is not just simple, just okay, for good people and also for the bad people. This is agape, and it's really for the it's only begotten Son who has died for us on the cross and gave us this love.
那为什么呢？因为神的爱是如此的伟大，神也是爱，也是神的属性的本质属性之一，以至于圣经在约翰一书直接宣告说，神就是爱。
One of the fundamental attributes of God is love. That's why it's in 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 saying God is love.
你知道吗？没有任何其他的宗教啊，他的神，他的教主会有这样伟大的宣告，说我就是爱，没有的。如果现在有一个，那是在那学的啊，假的。
There's no other religion, you know, for their, the head of the religion was to claim that they're love, you know. So if you ever heard that, they probably just copied it from the Bible.
只有我们的主，我们的神，才向世人宣告说，我就是爱，我爱每一个人。
It's only our God, our Lord, who proclaimed that He is love.
神对所有世人的爱。第二点，神愿所有的世人得救。
Well, the second point we talk about, the God desires all men to be saved.
现在前书二章第四节，他愿万人得救，明白真道。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4, who desires all men to be saved.
我们看到中文的这个万人，我常常说，千万不要以为说只爱一万个啊，第一万零一个神就不爱了，不是这个意思。
Well, here the old man in Chinese translation, it doesn't mean 10,000 people. That the, once you go to 10,001, God doesn't love them anymore.
就是指的明明原文讲得很清楚，所有的人，每一个人。
The original text means everyone.
我们来看彼得后书三章第九节，神不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9 talk about not waiting that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
以西结书三十三章第十一节，神说我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live.
今天不单对以色列家，神也对世上每一个人都在这里呼唤说，转回吧，转回吧。
God's
用一首圣诗叫回家吧，回家吧，就是这个意思。
God's message here is not just towards the Israelites. He's really calling for everyone in this world to turn away, turn from your way and live.
像路加福音十五章当中那个浪子回头啊，金不换的这个例子啊，转回吧，转回吧，回到父亲的家中啊，父亲你在这里张开双臂在等候这个浪子回来呀。
Yeah, so in Luke chapter 15, we hear about this son who has turned away from his father, and the father is calling for him to come back.
所以路加福音十五章第十节，我告诉你们，主说，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Luke chapter 15 verse 10, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
现在前书二章第六节，他是自己做万人的赎价，再清楚不过，所有人的赎价。
The Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 6 talking about ransom for all. It doesn't. It's very clear. This is for everyone.
就罪的工价是死，耶稣替我们来死，来赎我们出罪恶，所有的人。
Jesus has died for all of us. Who has given? Who has covered all of our sins?
因为前书四章第十节，这里讲的更清晰，说他是所有人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10 talking about again here is talking about he's the savior of all men, especially to those who believe.
大家注意看这个递进啊，他是这个世界上每一个人的救主，但为什么不是每一个人都得救呢？啊，为什么弟兄姊妹们？因为他们怎么样？不信。
So we see the progression here, you know, he's the savior for all men, but why do there still people who are not being saved? Because they choose not to believe.
好，约翰福音一章第二十九节啊，这是施洗约翰为耶稣做的见证，说看到神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽 ，sin of the world 啊，又出现了。
In John chapter 1 verse 29, the John Baptist is saying, when he saw Jesus, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
是吧，全世界所有的人的罪都除去，而不是只要除去某一部分人的罪。
He takes away the sin of the world, the everyone in this world, not just for some people.
约翰一书二章第二节，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，不是单为我们这些基督徒的罪啊。所谓预定的被拣选的人罪，而是什么？为普天下人的罪。
First John chapter 2 verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
所以我们看到第一点啊，神爱世界上每一个人。
So we see that God loves everyone.
神愿这世界上每一个人来接受他的归向他。
He's waiting for everyone in this world to repent.
他也为这世界上每一个人都预备了救恩。
And he prepares salvation for everyone in this world.
而任何接受福音的人也真的都可以得到救恩。
And everyone who receives his, the gospel will receive the salvation.
凡接待的 whatever, whosoever, 任何一个接待他的神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
启示录二十二章第十七节，愿意的都可以白白去生命的水喝。
Revelation chapter 22:17, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
启示录三章第二十节。看到我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同作席。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me.
这些与主作席的是得胜的，大家注意这个地方可不是指这个教会，这个地方是特别 individual, 是任何一个个人。
Whoever coming to him and dying with him is glorious and is victorious.
好，那么希伯来书十一章第六节，这是我们教会读经计划刚刚读过的啊。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，甚神的所事，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
我们若真心寻求他，就必寻见，这是圣经给我们的应许。
If we diligently seek him, we will find the truth.
所以最后我们来看这一段的经文圣经很清楚神的教导，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
下面我们继续来看第十三节，犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，为什么？因为众人同有一位主。
Verse 13 talks about, For there is no distinction between the Jews and Greek, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all, 众人同有一位主, same Lord over all, everyone.
For the same Lord over all, for everyone.
神也厚待一切求告他的人, to all who call upon him.
If he is rich to all who call upon him.
第十三节引用圣旧约，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Verse 13, For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
圣经的教导实在是太清楚，太清楚了。
I think it's very clear in the biblical teaching.
神爱这世界上每个人。
God loves everyone in this world.
神愿意每个人都得到救恩。
He's willing to, for everyone to be saved.
神为每个人预备了救恩。
He's prepared salvation for everyone.
每一个愿意接受相信的人都能够得到救恩。
Whoever believes in him will be saved.
这就是神的心意。
This is God's will.
所以我们再一次来和大家我们来温习一下我们教会在这个救恩论上我们的信仰立场。
Let's review the stand of CCMC again.
所以我们强调神的主权，也强调人的自由意志与责任这里必须要非常整全和平衡，圣经这次教导就是这样子的。神因为他的大爱，又普天下的人预备了白白的救恩，人则要接受相信才能得救重生，抗拒神的恩典者无法得着，神的拣选乃是按照他的先见而拣选。
We emphasize both God's sovereignty and man's free will and responsibility. The biblical teaching on this issue is complete and balanced. God prepares salvation freely to everyone in the world because of his loveAs human, we must receive and believe God's saving grace in order to be saved and born again. Those who resist God's grace will not receive salvation. God's election is based on his foreknowledge.
谢谢最近教会里面有年轻人问到我这个问题我也知道在教会当中需要来不断的来传讲这一个很重要的救恩的话题。
some of the young people in the church asked me this question, but I also know this is important for me to preach about this in front of everyone.
也让我们大家一起来维护教会的合一。
Let us all hold to the unity of the church.
一起来向普世的人传讲神爱你的大好的消息。
Preach God's loving, you know, God's love, His gospel to everyone in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我实在没有办法。我看到一个福音的朋友，我跟他说神爱你，心里想说神可能不爱你。
I cannot do this that when
我做不出来这样的事情。
When I'm talking to a seeker to say God loves you, but somehow in my mind thinking God may not love you.
当我跟他说神爱你，耶稣为你钉十字架流宝血的时候，我是满怀着信心，我们是满怀着眼泪跟他真诚的说，我们是完全相信这件事情的，弟兄姊妹。
When I'm telling them that God loves them and God wanted, you know, them to be saved, I truly mean that because, you know, that's God's teaching.
回家吧，回家吧。这是神的呼唤。
Turn away from your way.
但是同时，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们到别的教会去，别的教会，比如说他们是一个这个加尔文神学立场的啊，你们到人家教会，你也不要去跟人家去争，你知道吧？不要把人家教会给搞乱了。
On the other hand, brothers and sisters, when we go to if we go to another church, if they're believing Calvinism, we should not argue with them. You know, we do not want to cause disturbance in their church.
我们如果偶尔访问一次，但是跟他聚会，然后我们就离开。
We can visit them, you know, we can then leave.
如果我们搬家到一个新的城市，那当然我们要找一个信仰更纯正、更符合圣经真理的这样一个教会。
If we move to another city, then we certainly want to seek for a church that is truly conforming to the biblical truth.
同时，我们也尊重，也很 appreciate， 因为也有很多非常爱主的啊，在这个改革宗加尔文神学里面的这个弟兄姊妹，我们也尊重他们，我们在主里面也相爱。
But we also respect and you know just those brothers and sisters who may believe in Calvinism because we still view them as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
但是在我们的教会，我们有我们的立场，让我们一起来维护啊教会的合一。
In our church, we have our own stance, so let us hold to the unity of the church.
我们一起低头祷告。
Pray.
神爱世人，甚至将您的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信你的。不至灭亡，反得永生。主啊，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
主啊，你的名配得尊崇，永远配得高举。
Glorify your name, the Lord.
你是主，你是王。
You are the King. You are the Lord.
你是坐宝座的真神。
You are the one.On the throne.
你创造万有，统管万有，你要审判万有。
You created everything, you govern everything, you judge everything.
主要有一天我们都要到你的面前来向你交账。
One day we'll come in front of you.
福音的大好消息已经传讲给我们。
The gospel has been given to us.
圣经明讲，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
If we ignore this responsibility,where we have oil sinned.
每个人都有责任到你的面前来回应，是接受还是拒绝。
Everyone has a responsibility to receive your salvation.
我在这里也奉耶稣基督的名，向我们中间福音的朋友、慕道的朋友、还没有信耶稣的人，向您发出个邀请。
Now in Jesus' name, I call on the ones who are still believers, who are still seekers in our among us.
今天您听到了清楚的福音。
Today you heard the gospel.
如果你愿意接受这宝贵的永生的礼物，
If you want to receive this eternal gift,
接受神的爱，
receive his love,
做他的儿女，
become his children again,
从罪中回转，
turn away from your sins,
归向真神，
come back to the true God.
请您和我一起做以下的这个简短的祷告。
Please pray with me.
这是我们所谓觉知的祷告，也叫一个罪人的悔改的祷告。
This is a prayer of repentance.
我祷告一句，请和我一起来重复一句。
Just follow me when I say a sentence. You also repeat the sentence.
亲爱的主耶稣，我感谢您，感谢您爱我。你是神成为人，为赎我的罪，被钉死在十字架上，以你的宝血洗净我一切的罪。第三天死里复活，我愿认罪悔改，打开心门，邀请您住到我的生命里来。 做我的救主和人生的主宰。我愿一生一世跟随你，成为因所喜悦的人。感谢你赐给我永生，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门，阿门。我们继续低头片刻的时间，啊，继续低头片刻的时间。
Continue bow our heads。
刚才我们哪一位朋友啊和我一起做了这个祷告，请您把你的右手举起来，请让我看到，我们要为你祷告，为你祝福啊。有没有这样的朋友？请您把你的右手举起来，请举高一点，请让我看到，我要为你祷告，为你祝福，有吗？哪位的朋友刚才做的这个祷告，说牧师啊，请我祷告祝福，我也愿意做神的儿女，接受永生的福分。这个时候举起来举高一点，举起来就放下，让我看到就可以。有没有这样的朋友？主啊，我们感谢赞美你，你是永恒的救主。
Lord, we praise you. You are the eternal God.
主啊，你爱世人，爱每一个人。
You love everyone in this world.
也让我们能够向万民来传扬主的福音。
Let us bring the good news to everyone in this world.
求主继续施恩我们的教会。
Bless our church.
让我们每一位弟兄姊妹对主的话语忠诚，对主的福音忠诚。
Let each one of our brothers and sisters be faithful to your word, world, to you.
引领更多的人来归向主。
Lead more people to your salvation.
直到主再来的日子。
Until you come.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.